What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C. That is the undisclosed location central. That's where we can't tell you where we're coming from, but you can hear what we're going to do for you or where we're coming from. You keep wondering why I keep saying we, because you're only hearing moi, that's French for me. But I don't do this alone. I can't do this alone because I'm shy and I will never do this alone. So when the crew leaves me, I am out the door, baby, just like two flat tires, which has nothing to do with nothing. So to get this train back on the track, let me introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. Coming at you from a foreign country with water in the background and leaves and trees, she is the one, she's a lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like irritation to my eyes.
You crying?
Yeah.
Irritation. Yeah. To my eyes. That is an awesome one. All right. And so now, coming at you from a man who has more than two hands, he has four hands. He is the one, the only, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy on a long weekend, ready to sit at home.
Damn. You're going to waste your weekend sitting at a spot that you wake up every day?
No, we are slam packed full. But I wish I was sitting at home, if you know what I mean.
I heard you say it. All right. Well, listen, go out there and enjoy this life. This is a long weekend.
Oh, and happy graduation to all the graduates out there. It's graduation weekend.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that fulfilled the requirements of the government and the state that said that you are now educated. Checked all the boxes. Congratulations. All right. Speaking of congratulations, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. And this next sound you hear will tell you why. This is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Mike, I'm sticking like a guy who's, even as we're speaking, is trying to do his homework. I was a little bit late with that. I have been a little under the weather. So I'm working on my homework even as we speak.
So you will be able to multitask?
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to you guys and also do my homework at the same time.
Because your sickness ate it.
You realize the reason we're here is because of you, right?
Yeah, I understand that. I keep hearing that. I don't fully comprehend it, but
well, don't worry. Rest of us don't either, but it is what it is.
All right.
And so the guy who's put this sound through your eardrums to make you hear this from our undisclosed location, he is the one, the only, PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a window that's been painted shut.
Ooh,
that's really, really sticking.
Yeah.
That's difficult. You're very difficult.
As I've always said, this is not a competition. That was the best one. It's not a competition, but that one was pretty good. It was pretty good. I may have to recycle that one. Well, so now, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the resistance fighters, and we are here to entertain you and to talk about at least three things.
Yeah. I was too busy to press a button, I think.
Like a window.
Past the present and the future.
got dizzy just then, just past, present, and futures. So this is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to entertain you and to make you marvel and be amazed. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are the number one award-deserving show in America and probably in Europe. And because we also have a listener that's in Australia or Greece or somewhere over there. They text me the other day to say they listened to the show.
That's so nice.
Yes, that is so, so nice. Every once in a while, we do get an attaboy. It makes us feel good. Isn't that right, team? On three, everybody go, yay.
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 One, two, three.
Yay.
Yay. Hanging chat. You're the only one that follows Simon Says.
Who are these people?
These people, really. And I know I shouldn't have to say this, but when I introduced the Voice of Reason, I said the next sound you hear is going to be the Voice of Reason. You understand why we're here. He totally surprised and shocked me because he had his thing on mute, and I just was willing to bet the farm that it was going to stay on mute.
My sign was ready.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that. You're on mute, I'm going to mute myself. Okay. When you're on mute, down in the lower left-hand corner is a red microphone with a cross through it. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And generally, I figure, well, let's go unmute. And then I click on that red microphone in the lower left hand corner and to unmute myself, and it doesn't work. So then I have to think for a minute. And then I see the word mute up in the top to mute. and that really is an unmute button. So I have to move my cursor all the way up to the upper right hand.
You had to ask.
I did. Why? I didn't even ask.
Click on that. This is for the good folks at Zoom to understand. They should
stop.
You're not listening.
Wait, he's doing his homework.
That's what I was just going to say. I was say, boy, stop, because you're jumping the gun.
All right, I'll talk to the people at Zoom later.
And hey, hanging chat, we didn't ask. We didn't ask.
No, we never do.
Really?
You prompted him.
Yeah, really. But speaking of a prompt, we're going to do our homework right out of the gate. But before we do, I have to ask you guys, if you want to participate in the show, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. And I'm also throwing out another plea because our contacting line has been down. So there's going to be another email address that I want you guys to start sending your gripes, your likes, and your wannabes too. And I'm going to say it right now, but it's going to be wrong. So, I probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
I think it's thespikeonthemicshow.spike@gmail.com. But don't use that one until listen next week. I'll give you the right address. So, what a tease that was, right? Yeah. It was a nice tease. So, how about this? Let's do topic changing music.
Oh, okay. I'm just playing the music. I'm not saying anything.
They kind of gave it away when we didn't hear you say anything. So, you can never cage a caged tiger to Spike on the Mic Show. So, we're going to do things a little different here.
Because a caged tiger would already be caged.
But you can't cage it, right?
No, because it's already caged.
So your first response was no. You can stop right there. When I said you can't cage a tiger, your answer was no. So the statement is it's true.
That wasn't what he said.
Now, I'm just saying it's like a stupid thing to say. That's all.
You could have just stood with the no. No, you can't cage a caged tiger. So speaking of that, we're going to go unorthodoxly. We're going to start. We're going to start out with.
That's a big word.
We're going to start out with the homework assignment. So let's go ahead and do our homeworks.
That might be my favorite jingle.
No. Hold on for a hanging chat. We got two favorites, and we're gonna do OK Boomer after this show. I mean, later on in the show,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that one's good, too.
You know which one I miss? I miss this one. Yeah.
What was that, a cow chip?
Yeah. Cow chip.
You can work, work that in every time Steve speaks.
Every time. Every time the voice voices. All right, so we're going to start out with our homework. So, Hanging Chad, did you do your homework?
Yeah, I did mine.
Let's go ahead and do your homework.
All right, there's a little device that I have fallen in love with that I'm going to share with you guys. I do not foresee anyone on here ever using this, and you'll see why. This is called a can pump. Hang on, I'm a little blurry. Wait. All right, hang on. Let it focus. It looks like that. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I use these all the time because I buy these big boy beers, and some of them are really sweet, and I don't want to drink them all in one setting. Or one time. So you put it has this little rim, and you snap this on top of the can like this.
Oh.
Right. And then you snap shut, and then you pump it, and it pumps all the air out, so you don't have to drink it all in one time.
Nice.
And it keeps it fresh. This is a game changer, you guys. I use these all the time now.
Wow.
And then you look weird, though, doing this.
It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter how you look.
It only matters that the rest of the beer is carbonated when you come back to it.
I drank half, and the can is squishy. But when you pump it, the can gets real hard because all the air – yeah.
Well, of course,
this is a can pump and can pumps. And when you open it, there's a psh,
oh, that's well, nice.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got questions. Okay. You said when you pump it, it gets hard. Okay. I got that. That's cool.
Yeah. Do you want me to go over that part again?
Yeah. Okay. So,
but really slowly.
Yeah. So, does it?
It's better if you go slow and you drag it out a little bit.
This thing fits normal size cans?
Yes. So this is a normal can. So you can do little cans and big cans. Yeah. So tall can. It's just
so a tall person's onion is too big.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of cool. I'm trying to think though, but that's for if you don't drink all your
right.
Thanks.
So that's why I said I don't see anybody on this show needing it. Because you guys open a can and then you go right into opening another can.
Yeah, we finished it before. Yeah, before the thing over.
But these big guys, these specialty beers, it's good. Especially the stouts, because I can't drink a whole stout like this size. Yeah. So you can just drink a little bit and then pump it and then drink a little bit tomorrow and pump it and drink a little bit the next day.
Dude, I like that. That is awesome.
That sounded just a little bit pornographic.
Well,
it was meant to.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it was. It was meant to. All right,
that's a homework, guys.
I don't like
up to... there with the banana condoms. I've got the can pump.
We're not gonna
banana condoms work.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got one?
No, I use cellophane and wrap them.
Yeah, yeah. I told you. Little things you're going to learn from the chat. I'll keep searching, you guys.
Okay. So, Hanging Chad, just to finish up on this one, where do we find these can pumps?
Walmart and Amazon are the two places I find them.
And they're actually called, what are the names?
But I think on Walmart, it might just be on walmart.com. I'm not sure. I've seen them in store.
Okay. And what we call it?
It's called can pump. It's called
how
can
did you,
pump.
How did you run across this?
My stepmom found them for me because I was like, I wish they made something that you could keep it fresh. And she's like, next day, she's like, hey,
how about this?
2 days, actually, because Amazon takes 2 days. Look what I found.
Chad, you should have wished for, next time, wish for $1 million.
Yeah. See what happens.
That's all interesting. Right. I like that. Okay, well, great.
Sounds like magic.
Great homework on there. All right, so the next homework we're going to have to go with.
I have your mom's phone number. I want to tell her what I
want. Yeah. She would love to talk to you.
Really. Miss Billy, do your homework. Did you do your homework?
I did my homework. So as everybody knows, my homework is this day in history. And this day in history in 1942. A guy wrote a song that's in one of Chad's most famous or most favorite movies.
So Chad can't guess right now. Chad can't guess. So let
42. It was written in 42. And I know what your absolute favorite movie is, which is why I said one.
That's the one I'm. Well, I know, but that's the one I think it might be, based on the date.
Okay, but
my all-time favorite.
So maybe. Oh, then maybe I'm wrong that the other movie was your all-time favorite, because I'm thinking
my all-time favorite is it's actually a Disney movie.
Oh no.
Okay.
Well, so we're gonna guess.
Disney movies, you guys.
Yeah. So let's guess.
Okay, wait a minute. What am I supposed to guess?
The movie or the song, because they have the same title.
Oh.
Oh.
There's a hint.
Well, darn it, that's ruined my guess. My guess was gonna be Flubber. Wasn't it a Disney
1942. No, it's not a Disney. It's not related to Disney.
I know, but was the movie released in 1940s? Or later?
I'd have to look that up, but it's entirely possible, yes.
Okay, can I guess again?
I know what it is. Okay, I won't say anything. But can I say it if no one else gets it?
Yes.
Can I say it?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to guess Mary Poppins.
That is incorrect.
That's the movie I was talking about, though. That's my favorite movie.
And in answer to Chad's earlier question.
No, let the other guys guess.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not giving Chad an answer, but he asked the question if the movie was also released in the 40s. It was not. It was released in the 50s.
Huh.
I know what it is.
I think I've got it.
All right, go ahead, boys.
Singing in the Rain.
That is incorrect, but kind of the right sort of.
Dancing in the daytime.
All right, I gotta.
All right, go ahead.
White Christmas.
Getting it. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Short Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Your favorite movie in the month of December.
Short Christmas.
Dang it. I was hoping you wouldn't get it. I knew it right when I started.
Okay, two questions.
Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas for the first time in 1942.
Ah.
And then 10 years later, it went on to... It was the best-selling Christmas song of all time, Christmas single of all time. And it went on to become the movie.
Written by a Jew.
That is correct. Yeah. And what Jew was that? Irving Berlin. That is correct.
That was with Vera Ellen and Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Yep.
Vera Ellen? Oh, is she
skinny
the
skinny dancer.
Oh, and then it's...
And Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney.
Thank you.
I've watched that movie every Christmas for 20 years.
Let me ask you a question, Hanging Chat. Why?
Why do I watch it?
I've never seen it.
I've watched it because it's not of my lifetime. You know, like it's nice to watch an old movie, and I like the music in it. I don't know. It just seems like comforting during like a comforting season of Christmas. So I just,
It is a lovely, lovely movie.
Yeah, you should watch more white stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. I hadn't seen all the tall stuff, so I got time. All right.
Hey, I like
Roots.
Well, never mind. I've never seen that, actually. I would like to see
never
that.
Seen Roots.
Oh. I've never seen Short Christmas. So it's neither here nor there. Hey, all right. So great job on the homework. Now Miss Billy, I gotta check that out. I'm trying to think. It was a song and a movie. All right. So now let's go to Voice of Reason. Do your homework. Do your homework.
Okay. I mean, I came up with one
sounds
a little
so
earlier.
Pathetic.
Okay. Zoom should change their mute sign when you're on mute to unmute.
Explain.
So you can, because you're muted already. So if you click on something that says mute, you might think that that's the button to mute. But if they change the word when you were muted to unmute, then you would know right away that's the button to unmute.
Button does change to unmute.
Yeah, you hit the same button.
My button says mute.
Right.
So if I click on it, I And then if I, then when I mute myself, it says unmute. So if I click on unmute, I am unmuted. So apparently you're the only person with this.
No, they were not doing that. This is fantastic because they weren't doing that at the beginning of the show.
Well, they just did an update. They just pushed an update while we've been on
this. I knew that was coming.
They listened to the show.
Wow.
And they responded.
Those guys.
They're listening,
fantastic.
Guys.
All right.
If only we could get Netflix to do this, right?
You know what? I could ask for $1 million. we need to put the show on Netflix so they tell us.
Yeah, really.
Well, no, you're usually complaining about Netflix. So if Netflix would listen and fix it while we're on the air, would be nice too.
All right. Okay. So great homework. So now, as we always have to do, we have to rate your homeworks. So, PW, how do you rate Hanging Chad's homework? Got A, B, and an F.
A, B, or an F?
Correct.
A.
All right. How do you rate Billy's homework?
A.
Okay. And the voice of reasons?
F. It's because I always do.
Yeah, really. How about you, Miss Billy? How do you rate Hanging Chad's homework?
A.
And how do you rate the voice of reasons homework?
F. Well, it wasn't actually an issue.
Hangy Chad, how do you rate Billy's homework?
A.
And how do you rate the Voice of Reason's homework?
A.
Okay.
Actually, I wanted to rate Steve's the best because he got zoomed.
He got results. Yeah, really. All right. So, Voice of Reason, how do you rate Hanging Chad's homework?
Oh, yeah. Chad, he did it again. He came through. Right. I said that he should ask for $1 million, but his stepmother gave him a beautiful, beautiful presentation today.
This game, a beautiful shut your mouth.
Yeah. This game, a beautiful can pump.
A beautiful shut your mouth. Quit complaining. That's what she gave him. All right. How do you grade Billy's homework?
I'm going to give Billy an A as well. She not only came up with something from this day in history, but she was able to relate it to one of our people.
Yeah, one of the people.
So I'm going to give her an A too.
All right, cool. Well, then I'm going to rate the homeworks. I give Hanging Chad definitely an A because that he get to pump it and make it hard. And then we get to Billy's homework. I'm gonna give you a B, Billy.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was a racist.
definitely was. No, actually, let me change it. I'm gonna give the Voice of Reason a B.
Oh, thank you.
Because he got results, and I get. Yeah, you just won't let it go, Billy. He won't let it go.
I do have some corrections from last week about the silver iodide. It's actually silver nitrate that they put in babies' eyes to keep them from getting diseases.
Yeah, silver iodide is what they put in pictures. Yeah,
they also put it in clouds' eyes to make them.
Yeah.
And, okay, that was something that we had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like I missed the show.
Even then.
Yeah, serious. Yeah. You could have.
That was the week that we were all off, but Steve's the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not remember that conversation at all.
We're talking about prostitution.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Sounds like something we talked about.
Yeah. If this show is not one thing, it is factual. Okay.
That's true.
So really, yeah.
Yeah, really. All right. So with that being said, great homework segment, guys. So I think it's time for topic changing music.
All right, it's about time we've had a topic. We've been doing all sorts of silly things that don't really have a topic. But here's one.
I like to call this topic here. Can you hold this for me?
Can you hold this for me?
All right, now I gotta figure out, I want you guys to explain this. I understand that. Something the ethicals about it, but the practicality works for me. All right. There was an official at the hospital in West Germany. They expressed regrets when they had to fire one of the surgeons for doing this. What do you think it is? And I'll start out with you, voice of reason.
Smoking while performing surgery.
Oh, good one. Good one. How about you, Hanging Chad?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Yeah, the German hospital had to fire one of the surgeons regretfully for doing this.
Oh. Drinking a stein of beer.
No. Mm,
without a pop.
While doing surgery.
All right. How about you, Miss Billies?
That's totally plausible in Germany. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Chad's drinking a stein of beer during surgery.
Mm. All right. PWs?
Well, I'm only a little bit different. He asked somebody to hold his beer.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah. Right. I guess you heard the topic called hold this for me, right? Oh, good way to pay attention.
Thanks.
Right. So what happened is in Germany, the hospital executives found out that the surgeon was performing a surgery. He did. They applied anesthesia to the patient, and they were going to amputate a toe. Well, while the anesthesia was kicking in, the surgeon could not find any assistance, any other surgeons. So what he decided to do was he got the janitor down the hall to come in and help him. And he asked the janitor, he said, can you just hold this guy's foot for me?
Yeah, hold it steady because I got to cut his toe off.
And pass me some utensils. Not utensils, what are they called? Hospital operation things. So there was no repercussions. The amputation went successfully. The patient was okay, except for an administrator saw the janitor coming out of the hospital operation room with blood all on his gown and things. And they were trying to figure out what was that about? Now, question to the resistance fighters. And I understand, you know, like, if you were the patient that lost a toe, would you sue the hospital for negligence? I go out with you, Hanging Chad.
No, I don't think I'll really care who holds my foot. But if I was the janitor, I am for sure calling my brother when I get home and saying, guess he's a surgeon now, buddy.
Yeah, they thought I couldn't go to medical school, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Miss Billies.
So I think you said this. There were no complications to the surgery. Everything went well, and it was successful.
Correct.
Then no, I wouldn't sue. I mean, I'd be concerned. I'm a little happy that they fired the doctor that did this, but no, I don't have a leg to stand on to sue the hospital. Everything's good.
I see what you did.
I say bring people in to be foot holders and give them some experience. Let's cross train. I mean, like, yeah. What are we doing?
What's it called? It's called OJT, right?
Cross training, yeah.
Serious.
Everybody should know everybody else's job.
Everybody has hidden skills and needs a day off. So, you know, we need to make sure we have coverage all over the hospital.
Hey, it's right. They found a diamond in the rough because the all right, before I lead the witness, how about you, voice of reason?
Hospital administrator fired the wrong guy. He should have fired himself. He should have made sure that there was staff there to hold the foot if that's what he was concerned with. The doctor did something very practical. I hate to see anybody getting sued for doing the right thing. So I say the administrator should have fired himself.
Oh, good one. How about you, PW?
As long as the janitor's had left with all his toes, I think everything's fine.
Yeah. Voice of reason kind of struck a nerve in there because they said that because what happened is the patient had received the local anesthesia and it became restless. And so I'm guessing the physician was thinking, we got to get this thing
done. Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, who?
Okay, so he was coming out of anesthesia, though?
No. He wasn't under full local anesthesia means they numbed his foot.
Oh, local. Yeah, okay.
They numbed his foot. So he was awake for all of this.
But my thing is, who gave the anesthesia? Or the medicine? It wasn't
it could have been the doctor. It could have been the doctor. Yeah. A local anesthetic is usually just a shot. Yeah.
I would be nervous if they're like, hey, Fred, can you come in here and give me
a Fred, like, wait a minute, I got to mop this halls down.
Let me put this mop down. Do you think he cleaned up the operating room when he was done? Like, you just stay in here, Fred, clean this up.
Hey, Fred, he cleaned it up. He cleaned it up as it was going. That's nice. That was even better. As everything was going, he kept cleaning up because he didn't want the big mess to clean up later.
But you got to think that was quick thinking by the doctor. He says, okay, we got to get this thing done. And he looked down the hall and there was nobody there but Fred. He said, Fred, hold this guy's foot and pass me some surgical utensils, instruments, which kind of means that the doctor was wise enough to say, give me the toe saw, not the navel cleaner.
You know, Fred was like, this one? This one?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
No, oh, this one here.
No, and like they say, the incident came to light when the hospital manager spotted the cleaner coming out with bloody gauze out of the operating room. So I'm with you, Voice of Reason. He should have fired himself because, you know, that's something that you should be aware of and take note of. Although, listen, let's think about this. The doctor scheduled surgery at 12 o'clock or whatever time it was.
Right.
Everybody went to lunch?
Yeah.
It seemed like this is a poorly ran hospital, if you come to think about it, right?
But this dude's got
a story now for the rest of his life. He can talk about the day that
janitor took my toe. Yeah.
If Fred took
his toe. I would be laying there thinking, I'm not going to die, so... But I'm going to get a good story out of this. I'm down with this. Fred, come on. Fred, come get in here.
So, laying in the hospital room, if you saw Fred come walking in there, you would just say, this is different.
Well, someone's got to hold my foot. My biggest fear would be the doctor trying to do it without my foot getting held. So, I don't care who has. Do you have two hands? Do you have two hands? Fred, you got two hands? Get in here. I just need my hand. Someone's got to hold my foot because I'm about to jerk out of this.
I fail this. To see the practicality in that hanging chair, because you just showed us two other hands.
I can't hold it myself.
No, but you remember those two hands?
The model hands.
Yeah, you could use those, right? You could have put those into the operation. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, they are.
Being probably the only person on this show that's actually had surgery on her toes, there were three people in the room. There were three people in the room. The doctor, and he had two assistants. I agree with you. I think the administrator should also be fired. The hospital should be fired.
The hospitals, also,
the hospitals are very, they're struggling right now with keeping people staffed. You know what I mean? So that's probably what went down.
Oh, when did this happen? Like, when was this surgery? Was it during like the COVID lockdowns? And maybe that's why there was nobody there to help.
Yeah, it was in 2020.
And he was just coming up with 2020? So then,
anything goes in 2020. Yeah, like, that's par for the course.
I didn't read the article, but I'd be really interested in knowing if Fred got to keep the toe as like a keychain. That would be nice.
Yeah, really. God dang.
I don't know how I feel about that. I wouldn't want a janitor to have my toe in a jar at his house. Like,
no, I would want the toe.
Like Dahmer. Like Dahmer.
You know, like a rabbit's foot.
That's better. If you dangle it on your keys, Fred, then sure, take it.
Yeah. All right. The $1 million question. Should Fred ask for a raise?
Yes.
And now that he's a surgeon,
Fred definitely should ask.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Janitor/surgeon. Yeah.
Janitor/surgeon.
Or surgical assistant. I mean, they make good money.
Exactly.
You might want to look into a career.
Yeah. Hey, anybody else needing help? Let me know. Right,
I can hold down an arm as you cut it off. I can hold down a leg. Yeah, I'm good.
And he is probably cleaning as he's cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Fred is probably the worst person to hang around at a barbecue now. He probably is just so annoying. Oh, God. Yeah, we know, Fred. You surgeon.
We heard about the toe.
Yeah, Fred. Really? God. All right, though. So with that being said, let's go ahead and do a topic changing music.
Okay. Here comes another topic. This one is not going to have any toes in it at all. And the Spike in the Mic Show.
Right. We're not going to have a topic, but we like to do the big A word.
Oh, that was a trick.
Of the day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, contraire, all contraire. That was right on time, right on point. Way to go, Miss Billy. That was good. All right, so the big A word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening for the very first time, because you can't find your mouse button to change this thing here. Yeah. What we like to do on the big A word of the day is we like to give a word that will educate your mind and your body to make you think about, where can I use this word in the sentence? How can I use it to impress my friends or at the water cooler? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the big A word of the day 3 times in total silence. So that
type it in the chat,
so that we all can hear it, and then I'm going to ask.
Don't type loud though, because it's going to be hard to hear.
Really? So here is the big A word of the day.
Wow! Didn't hear it at all that time.
Nope, we heard
sapient, 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 S A P I E N T.
Sapient.
Sapient. Sapient. All right. So now we go around the panel and ask the resistance fighters, do you know what the big A word of the day is? Voice of reason.
No idea. No idea what sapient is.
Oh, my gosh. How about you, Hanging Chad?
I think it's something to do with walking on 2 feet. Like it doesn't live in the ocean. Like it walks on 2 feet on Earth.
Oh,
on the ground, like Homo sapient.
Yeah, really. All right, how about you, PWs?
I was gonna go along those same lines. I was thinking he's monkey-like.
Oh, okay. And then Miss Billy, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I do.
Did you look up what the big A word of the day is?
Of course,
I did not.
Oh,
so will you please use sapient in a sentence?
Gandalf the wizard was very sapient. Albert Einstein was a very sapient scientist.
Okay. So now, resistance fighters, do you know what sapient is using Billy's word in the sentence?
Yes, it means having like long gray hair.
Yeah,
that's a good, based on that.
Yeah. That's exactly what it means. Yeah. No, Billy, you are absolutely correct. Sapient is a formal word that means possessing
knowledge
or expressing great wisdom.
Nice.
I would have thought we had some do like what Hanging Chad said, like, you know, something about almost human. Or a mammal. And then
that's as close as I could come.
So is that what Homo sapien means? Smart monkey?
I don't think so.
But which is the smart part of that? Sapient means smart, right? Yeah.
What does Homo mean?
Smart monkey.
Oh, well, give me a second. I'll tell you.
Come on. I mean, that's kind of, we know that. Yeah.
No.
Somebody who pumps his can all day.
Yeah, somebody pumps his can all day.
And smart. So a smart can pumper. All right.
Oh, my God, it's me.
Actually, it means
we just said.
Like, relating to humans as well. So Chad is correct. There's two meanings to sapient.
Okay.
Right. No, but sapient.
I got
now
one right.
I just looked it up.
I got it right.
But did you look up Homo sapien?
Homo.
Because that may be, sapien may be different.
Yeah.
No, I looked up sapient. Here, I'll do right. it right now.
Oh, that's why you knew.
It's related.
I-E-N-T, go. No. It says wise or attempting to appear wise. And then two, relating to the human species, Homo sapiens.
Interesting.
That don't make no sense at all.
Yeah.
Now, if you get it right, you get a $5 from everybody else, right?
Not everybody. The guy who does the audio doesn't have to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone else can tell me.
So
only the person who knows what it is has to pay.
Yeah. I act like that's a big deal. Billy gets it right every week, but this is the first time I've ever got it right.
He got it right.
It's serious. All right. Well, that's with that being said, that is awesome. So now go out in your water cooler world and use sapient in the correct term, because I'm going to try to use it. You know, speak to impress, not express. No, I got it backwards. Remember to speak to express, not impress. So with that being said, let's go ahead and do let's listen to the sponsors real quick. How about that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spike on the Mic, the number one award-deserving show in the world and in Europe. So with that being said, now it's time for us to do something new. One of our favorite games. I like to call this OK Boomer.
Oh, yeah. I think I have a button for that somewhere.
You don't have to tell us that. You tell us that every time.
Well, you know, I have to find it.
It's one of our favorite segments that people love, and it's called OK Boomer.
Yep. Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer. So this is the favorite part of time of the show that everybody loves. Okay. They do this called this okay Boomer. This is usually when someone will, you know, do something and we hear a theme song. Okay, Boomer.
He's even got them all labeled and he can't find them. I'm pretty sure they're all labeled.
All right, so while we've tried to figure it
out. His eyes bad? Like he's leaning down like he can't read the labels.
Yeah. Hey, so listen, I'm thinking about OK Boomer. We're going to do OK Boomer this way. So
you might want to call your mom to go check on him.
Yeah, really. PW, hold your head up. You okay?
Huh?
Okay, so while we try to find that, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to administer OK Boomer. I was thinking if we each take a turn at a phrase or a word. So instead of one person being the boomer, we let all of us be the boomer, and then we all decide who hasn't been picked to be, see if they can find OK Boomer. How about that?
That sounds great.
Anybody understood what I just said?
Not really.
No.
All right, so PW.
Not really, but let's do it.
Let's just do it. PW, we'll figure out the intro later. All right, so...
Guys, he had a stroke.
There he is. All right, so here's where OK Boomer.
You figured it out.
No, he hasn't.
OK Boomer. OK Boomer. You got it all figured out.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to figure out the who's going to be boomer number one is going to be PW. Okay. PW, all right. You're the first boomer.
Okay.
And I'm going to give them a phrase or a word, and we're going to let the resistance fighters say whether it's okay boomer or no way boomer.
Okay.
Here's the first word, term, wet sock. Wet sock.
So what are we doing?
You're going to tell
determining
me
whether or not PW is going to get the correct meaning of wet sock.
Okay. Okay.
And let me know when you got it locked in, PW.
I have it locked in.
All right. Billy, will he get it right?
Okay, boomer.
Voice of reason, will he get it right?
Okay, boomer.
Hanging Chad, will he get it right?
Okay, boomer.
Okay. Everybody thinks that you're going to get it right.
Pressure on you, PW.
PW, what does the term wet sock refer to?
So being like a stick in the mud.
Wet sock is concerned. Yeah, I guess you can go there. It's an Australian phrase for a limp handshake or a dull person.
Oh, I knew limp was involved.
Dull person is a stick in the
different
mud.
Different body part.
A dull person is a stick in the mud.
Okay, so did he get that right?
Yep.
I think so. So the three of us got points.
Each one of y'all got a point. Okay, now, Billy, you are the boomer on this one right here, right? Okay. All right. What do the kids mean when they say happy cabbage? Happy cabbage. Let me know when you got it locked in.
I got it locked in.
All right. Voice of reason. Will Billy get this right or wrong?
I think she'll get it right.
All right. Voice of reason. I'm sorry. Hanging Chad, what do you say?
No way, boomer.
All right. And how about you, PWs? Okay or no way?
No way.
He's still looking for the song.
Yeah,
yeah, really. No way. All right, so Billy, what does a term when a kid say happy cabbage means?
My guess is that it means cannabis.
What?
Cannabis. Marijuana. Mm.
Oh, marijuana. That is a big...
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, really.
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Cool. Same thing as cool beans.
And I'm very proud that you figured all out.
You figured it out, Boomer.
I found it.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you bury it?
Okay, Boomer.
Is it the same thing as cool beans?
Okay. No. So
I definitely have to move that button.
You might want to move it into that room.
Yeah.
It was not
in the room.
Let me take another guess. Same thing as Mad Money.
Okay, I'll give you. Okay,
this could be a bit all by itself. Watching Steve come up with sayings.
Serious?
No, I figured it out. I think it's Mad Money. Like
that
money.
That is exactly right. So. I forgot with all this confusion. I forgot who said yay and who said nay.
Everybody said I wouldn't get it. So everybody got points.
Except me. I got to be honest. About
it. That's right. That Steve said that he thought I would get it. I thought I was right.
So you got it right or wrong?
I got it wrong. What does it actually mean?
It means a sizable amount of money.
To spend frivolously.
Yes.
On marijuana.
Yeah. All right, voice of reason, you are now the boomer on this.
Okay.
What does it mean when the kids say pine overcoat? Pine overcoat.
Oh.
Google, stop.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Okay,
stop.
Google. Okay,
and we heard
Google.
You still.
Okay. What did the kids say when they say pine overcoat? Let me know when you got it locked in.
Oh.
Man, I don't know if I know this.
I got it locked in.
Voice of reason? Let us know.
Oh, I'm locked in. I locked in right away. Right. I know what it is.
PW, okay, boomer, no way, boomer.
Okay, boomer. He knows what it is.
Okay, Billy, okay, no way.
No way.
All right. Hanging Chad, okay, no way.
Who's guessing this one?
The voice.
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, no way, boomer.
Oh, come on. You've got to know it yourself. Y'all have to know that one.
Sure.
No, there's no way.
Go ahead. Well,
maybe you guys feel like you're farther away from it than us.
Yeah. Okay, so hanging.
Even I are closer.
Voice of reason. What does it mean when the kids say a pine overcoat?
Wow, look at us. Is that, was I right? Learning from y'all.
I don't know. I don't know. What
I know
it
what
mean?
It is now.
It means deceased.
No. It means being put in a casket because they're always made of pine.
There you go. That's it. So
same thing. So, though.
Same thing as deceased. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But we got to say the casket because that's the pine part.
Oh yeah.
So PW is only one that gets a point. Yes. Right now I have PW. Well, that should be the game. The first one to three wins.
Yeah.
But we'll go to four now because we got to give Hanging Chad a chance to be a boomer. All right.
Okay.
Hanging Chad is the boomer. So what does the kids mean when they say in the ketchup? Ooh. In the ketchup. All right. So let me know you have it locked in.
In the ketchup.
I think I know what it means.
All right, I guess. I don't know.
Has it locked in? PW, okay, boomer, no way.
No way, boomer.
And Billy, okay or no way?
I'll say okay.
Okay. Voice of reason, okay, no way.
He didn't know. So I'm going to say no way.
No way.
I have a guess of what it means after Chad guesses.
Okay. All right, Hanging Chad, what does it mean when the kids in the street say in the ketchup?
It means like it's already included. It's not an add-on.
That's a good guess. I would.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. So Billy, would you like to steal?
My guess is in debt. It means like in the red.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
that's it. That's it. Exactly.
That's a good. Is that it in the ketchup?
In the red. Yes, exactly. Ah. That's actual. Did you look that up?
No. It was a guess. It was a total guess.
All right. So PW also gets another point, and Billy did not get a point, and Voice get a point. So with that being said, the winner of this week's OK Boomer is the one, the only PW's.
Nice.
He was
the boomerist. The
guy
most
who couldn't
boomer.
Find the, yeah.
The most boomer of us all.
You figured it out. You got it figured out. It took you 20 minutes to find the button, but you got it figured out.
Okay, boomer.
Hey, boomer.
All right, okay, well, that was an awesome episode of Okay, boom. Yeah, I forgot what we just played, right? So we have time now, ladies and gentlemen, for one quick topic-changing music.
All right, here we go. That was kind of a topic, but it was actually many topics within a topic. Here's a single topic.
All right, I like to call this topic here. This is a new meaning of the Fountain of Youth.
This is a new meaning of the Fountain of Youth.
All right. There's this rich guy who by the name of Brian Johnson. He's rich. He's a tech entrepreneur, and he's spending $2 million a year to have his 17-year-old son's blood respin and resurface or whatever they call it and put back in him. He's trying to maintain his youth.
Yeah.
So he's going to this Resurgent Wellness Center in Texas, and he's having his young son give him a full pint of blood, a liter of blood. Humans usually have about 5 liters of blood in their body. He's giving him full a liter of blood. They're spinning it and getting all the plasma and the reds and the blues and all that kind of cells and platelets, and they're putting it back into his body because he's trying to maintain his youth. But in addition to that, he's taking his 70-year-old father to the same Rejuvenous Wellness Center place and taking the blood they're taking out of him, they're putting it into his 70-year-old father. So they all trying to stay young except for the son.
Okay.
Now, this hasn't been proven in science to work as they didn't know it. But, you know, a lot of people think that new blood helps to regenerate your body. Resistance fighters. You doing it or you're not doing it? And I'll start out with you. Voice of reason.
I don't have $2 million a year.
For that, I'm not doing it.
For that reason, you're out?
Yeah, and I don't have a 17-year-old son. I suspect that maybe the $2 million is going in, a lot of it's going into research, maybe. Because I don't see it costing $2 million a year to occasionally transfuse blood. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, how about you, Miss Billy?
No.
No?
Just no.
All right, PWs?
No son.
Okay, and how about you, Hanging Chad? I'm thinking you and I are on the same page on this one.
All right, so wait a minute. I don't think I would do this. Well, first of all, I'm going to sit down and have a real strong conversation with my son about all the blood-related diseases that you need to not be exposed to because you're going to be giving it to me. And
yeah, that's true, too.
But I would not do it, but I would want someone, you know, within my orbit to do it so I could watch very closely.
So you want to see the results?
I just want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be awesome if it worked, but if it doesn't work, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch. I want to see if it does anything.
Okay.
Hey, I'm down for experimenting. You know what I mean? But I'm not down for experimenting.
Well, listen, blood infusions is not anything new. So it's been done. And this guy they were giving blood from other young people who pass all the tests when they test to make sure they ain't got no diseases and all kind of stuff. And they write blood type and all that. So to be honest with you, I would give it a shot.
I wonder about the science of it all. Like putting younger blood in you will do what? Like make your cells younger?
It'll probably maintain your internal organs and your external. Whatever blood does to make your skin smoother, more elastic.
So here's my true answer. I wouldn't do it. I would watch somebody close to me do it. And if they start looking younger, I'm going to give me some of that.
I
just need to watch and make sure they don't turn into something.
That's not how it's done. You don't say, well, if it works, then I'll take it.
That's how smart people do it.
Okay, well, Spike is getting in line. I'm right there doing it, you know, because I see my elasticity, I have bounce point in my skin.
I'll be like those witches in Hocus Pocus, just pulling the life out of the kids.
just kidnapping young kids, huh?
Yeah, I'm stealing bloods.
Yeah, really. I don't know. I'm in for it. So we gotta talk more about that next week because I think I need to convince you guys this is a good thing. It'll probably help your breathing, your everything. It can't be bad. Science.
Now, is this overlooked or like is this being like ran by a medical thing or is this guy doing it in his garage? Because there's got to be like, what if he has a breakthrough, but he doesn't have all the like parameters to make it
quickly,
go big?
The FDA advised against blood infusing young blood. There's no compelling clinical evidence of its efficacy.
Oh, I like that. Efficacy.
Yeah, really. So with that being said, I'm still doing it. So I'll see y'all in 60 years. And I'm still look like this. All right. So with that being said, now it's time for us to go around the room and ask what stuck with you tonight. So voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, I think that the pop can, I think that seems like pretty cool. I might actually order one of those from Amazon and send it to my sister.
Alcoholic friends.
Yeah. Send it to my sister and see if she enjoys it.
Okay. All right. PW, what stuck with you?
That if I had known that I could drain one, I would have had a son.
Yeah, all right. Billy's, what stuck with you?
That I've got the most sapient dad, boomer dad in the world.
Ooh, yeah, really. And my brother Hanging Chad, what stuck with you?
That P-Dub needs to relabel his buttons.
Serious, really. And what stuck with me is this topic, ladies and gentlemen, is going to stick because next week we're going to have to devolve or dive deeper into the blood transfusion thing because
it's very vampiric.
Big A word of the day next week. I have no idea what that is. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we will be see you guys next week. I'm out of this mother trucker. As they say in the streets, one.